There's just a sense of optimism that I detect here. People are ready for 2020, and some of them have even bought some seed.
A little bit, anyway.
Let's hope they finally make a decision. Caleb Oller from Peterson Farm Seed.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Yeah, good to see you. We only usually see you either in Fargo or in Minot.
Yes. It's just been, it's nice and warm in here, so get out if you haven't been here. Nice crowd today, huh?
And everybody says, boy, this has been a great show. So obviously, did you write a few seed orders today?
You know, we're working on a few. It's just lots of traffic, lots of talk. I thought what you said about the optimism. That's what I'm seeing this, you know, from people stopping in the booth too, which has been great. It's just nice to see everybody uplifted, ready to put 19 away.
Yeah.
Bring on 20. So, we're excited. We're going through lots of corn seed this year. Early day hybrids, we've still got some out there. So if you haven't yet, talk to your dealers and see what's best for you. And then also just with Peterson, you know, we've got all those choices, all those traits, and it gets to be a lot of confusing with herbicides and the way you want to go direction-wise on your farm. So get a hold of your dealer, get a hold of me, get a hold of one of the Peterson reps, and we can tell you more about it and get you find the best fit for your farm.
Last year, there were just so many choices new in soybeans.
Yes. They're
all of the traits that were out there, even the LLGT27, was that a very popular trait in 19?
Yes, it was. I mean, it was just such a great opportunity. We've got a lot of growers that have been using our Liberty system for a long time, so to be able to have the opportunity to put some Roundup on there too was a great option for them. But we were actually at this show last year when we got the Chinese approval for the Enlist, if you remember that.
Yeah.
So we went strong. We had that's our top selling trait for Peterson Farm Seed, and we've got some great varieties, and it's just been a good direction. Growers that switched over, a lot of growers that switched over last year, and they just loved the system. The beans worked out great, and the placement just worked out really well. So
why Enlist? What is it going to do for producers in the weed management spectrum?
Another mode of action. I think we've got to really stay on top of that and not let any of these weeds kind of conquer all. And a lot of, you know, if you're a canola grower, it's a monster. That 2,4-D Enlist is a monster on volunteer canola, which can be our worst weed up here in the north country. So they've loved that. And also you can spray Liberty on it and Roundup. So you've got three modes of action right there in one bean. So that's what we're looking for, options, right?
Yeah, but this 2,4-D is not Grandpa's 2,4-D, is it?
It's not. It's a whole new 2,4-D that is just amazingly safe, and we've had zero problems with movement or anything like that. There's not a lot of susceptible crops up in our area. So others, like another soybean field, is not a susceptible crop. So it's just a safer mode of action, and people are really taking a liking to it.
Odds are we're going to have a late spring, or at least a wet spring. So you mentioned the early day corn hybrids, and so our guys kind of, after a decade of getting a little bit later every year, we'll do, you know, let's go 87, no 89, now 90-something, and are they just with a knee-jerk reaction going back to a short day?
We're seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that a smart thing to do? I guess if it's a farmer's choice, it's a smart thing to do. But
yeah, but I think sometimes what we do too much of is basing next year off of the previous year, when in reality it's just never going to be like that. So I think if you stay, the best growers are the consistent ones. They know it works for them. They stick with it and try a little bit. You don't have to put the whole farm to this maturity or go all early. Mix it up. Try three. Try four different ones. Then you're spreading out your risk, spreading out your options.
We had two unbelievably bad Octobers that have led to two winters of very difficult corn harvesting and loss of some crops. But I think over the course of this winter, so many people have gone to church and prayed for just a good year. And I do honestly believe that the weather pattern, we've been dry for about 6 weeks now, and I think the weather patterns are changing. And for people to have that knee-jerk reaction, oh, I'm going to plant 85-day corn instead of 92, or, you know, that is too much of a change on the farm.
Right. I think so, too. And yeah. you would know better than I would with the with the weather, but yeah, I think it's.
But I said I hope this year.
Yes,
I think there's no guarantee. So
no, I know. Yeah. We just can't. We can't make too big of changes, I would say, either. Yeah. I think keep doing what you've been doing, or try a little bit of something new, but don't totally knee jerk, as you said, and pull all the way back.
But that's the one thing Peterson has that so many other seed companies do. You've got a guy named Adam Spellhog on staff. He's the agronomist, and he'll help every farmer he can.
His phone rings 24/7, but he likes it that way. He's at my call all the time. just a smart guy, and everybody at Peterson, really. We just hired a new research director, and Dennis Schultze, and just on the soybean side, he's brilliant. Mike Larson on the corn hybrids, and they've seen it all, you know. And Mike will be the first one to say last year he thinks he's never seen, and he's been in this industry for 30 years. So,
and last year didn't, no, it was the year before last, he grew 400 bushel to the
acre
of corn.
Yes, he did. Yeah. It was, I think it was 18, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, he hit that, so now it's 500, right?
Yep, going for the next threshold.
Yeah. He doesn't stop, that's for sure.
Can be done.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, corn and beans, and anything else that you want farmers to take a look at?
No, come out, let's talk. We've got lots of options, and that's what we're here for, is to find the best fits for you. So we're all about that. We're going to raise your yields no matter if we have a tough year or not. So optimism's good. Come out to the show and talk to us.
I visited with Hans Condell earlier today, and he had to leave. So in an interview that will air in about an hour and a half, Hans said, you must variety selection when it comes to managing disease. Mm-hmm. But more than that, there are some crops or some varieties that are not appropriate for some fields.
100%.
And that's another consideration.
Well, placement is just massive. And that's why, you know, the dealerships we put on, that we consider them partners, because they're smart, they know their area, and we need somebody to recommend the exact product. I mean, there's just so many options right now, and that can make huge year if you place these products correctly, and there's products for everything. So talk to him. Really, it's not your good old, I remember I talking to my dad, and I was like, how did you, he's like, you just pulled up to the elevator and they put whatever beans they had in your, you know, it's not like that anymore.
Right.
So we've got a placements number one, it's key, and we got the right stuff to fit your farm.
Right, and if weed management is a big thing, disease management, there are so many traits and so many options, but it starts with a phone call and a good sitting at the kitchen table discussion, right?
Coffee or an adult beverage, either one.
In the shop or in town?
Yeah.
All right, well, how did they get hold of you, Kayla?
All right, I'm Kayla. I'm the account rep for up north here on the northeast side of North Dakota, northwest side of Minnesota. You can find me on the website or shoot me an email, and then any dealer, Peterson dealer in the area.
All right, that's all there is to it.
All right.
Thank you very much,
Mick,
for the visit.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.